One thing that I noticed as far as this program is concerned is that the manifesto somehow departs from the current administration of the New Patriotic Party. That means that there are a lot of issues, there are a lot of programs that this current government is embarking on that is departed by the vice president as the flag bearer of the New Patriotic Party. For instance, the current government, through cabinet and through parliament, enacted the e-levy, which was a very difficult one for the government, but eventually it went through. However, the vice president or the flag bearer of the party is saying that when it comes in, he will abolish it.
So, but Dr. Wusu, this is an interesting dynamic because you have a government in place, the same party in place, a vice president who is now advocating basically for change in the same administration. Isn't it interesting?
Yeah, that tells you two things. One, either he doesn't support the e-levy policy, or they have analyzed that the policy has not been successful as expected, and consequently they decided that they will go and they will have it departed from that policy. That's number one. There's another one. Issue about Galamsey. You know, Galamsey or small scale money has been a very big problem for the Nkrumah government. However, he has a different approach towards that. He is saying that when he comes, he will expand the Galamsey business and regularize and legalize it. So, and even open a bank whereby they'll be able to take loans and credit from the bank so that they'll be able to expand their business and do it and get it regulated well in the public space.
Talking about the manifesto, one issue that a lot of people in Ghana have talked about is the issue of the economy, where ardent supporters think that things have become a little bit difficult. As an economist who promised Ghanaians to lift up the living standards of Ghanaians, what is the strategy here with this new manifesto to do just that?
The economy has several means of contributing to strengthening the economy. One of them, we talk about the fact that Ghana will expand the gold for oil program. And gold for oil program is that the gold that will be extracted in this country will be paid for in cedis, and then we will use that gold to buy oil. So that instead of paying dollars to the importers of oil, they rather have gold in exchange. Number two, it was also going to ensure that a lot of resources will pop into the extractive industry, whereby more gold will be extracted in this country. Because according to the estimation, I think Ghana has over 3 trillion ounces of gold. So he has a plan of making sure that some of this extraction is being done, like the way we have the lithium also done. Beyond that also, he is talking about huge opportunity to the private sector, whereby people can get employment. When a lot of people have employment, I think it will bring some form of relief to the Ghanaian people as well. And therefore, instead of buying outright a lot of things, instead of building a lot of infrastructure, they rather lease from there so that to create space for the central government to undertake other essential expenditure that they're supposed to engage in.